The painting covers one wall just above a line of chairs in one of YKHC's waiting areas.
It's called Taochigugut, which means tall as one. It's 11 feet long by 4 feet high.
Oscar painted a scene that carries all the variations of landscapes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. There's the flat tundra with dancers, the men in the front, the woman in the back, yarok, or dancing in the traditional Yupik way. Behind them,
I've included some actual hills, like Nelson Island. There's a North Mountain and there's a South Mountain of Nelson Island.
And then the Yukon River and Kuskokwim River weave out in front, with the delta in between them. The male dancers wear small wooden masks. John Oscar says he crafted the eyes a special way.
If you move to one angle, they'll still be looking at you at the same time.
And one number ties it all together.
Three birds, three men, three seal, three fish, three caribou, three moose, three ptarmigan. It references our creator, Samyaw, Sakhbimyaw. He created everything that we're in right now.
It also shows the three elements, the land, the water, and the air, that are crucial to life in the YK Delta.
And whatever we do to anything of it, any part of it, of those three, will affect the rest.
John Oscar remembers these lessons from the elders in his home of Tununik. He says the community building was a traditional sod house, and he remembers watching people yarok, or dance, in it. From those memories grew his interest in art, starting at around age 11. He attended the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, where he studied art under Ron Sununggutuk, who helped establish the Native Art Center at UAF. John Oscar has made his mixed-media pieces for 50 years, and it wasn't always easy to keep it up in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. He says he's had to work many jobs, often office jobs, to pay the bills.
Always done artwork on the site.
But as he's gotten older, he's begun turning to art full-time. His daughter, Caroline, is his apprentice. She's helped with the painting at YKHC. John Oscar says the art field is very competitive, but he has some advice for aspiring Alaska Native artists.
There's one word my elders used to say, one who idles gains nothing. Get up, put on that cell phone, and get to work.
He says the Yupik values that he portrays in his work have allowed him to sustain his art career. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schellenberger.